Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Their idea of compromise is you agreeing with them. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall? But not just any brick wall, one that can somehow throw bricks back at you? Like, how is that even possible?
Oof, I feel that. That's a pretty spot-on description of what it can feel like trying to communicate with a narcissist.
It's wild, right? And today we're diving deep into how to handle that communication breakdown, specifically the world of no contact with a narcissist.
And when you say world, you really mean it, because there are layers to this.
Oh, absolutely.
Your sources for this deep dive, the YouTube video, and that podcast episode both make it super clear that going no contact isn't about trying to punish the narcissist. It's really more about you.
Taking back your power, your peace. I'm here for it.
Right. Reclaiming your own life, your own narrative.
Yes. And one of the things I found super interesting from the YouTube video was how it talked about no contact being linked to actually healing faster from narcissistic abuse.
Makes sense, right? Like you're finally getting a break.
Taking out the trash, letting the wound breathe.
Exactly. Although that same video also mentioned something else. Be ready. Because narcissists, they don't exactly love it when you try to pull away.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's like their worst nightmare, losing control, losing that source of dot supply, I guess you could call it.
Oh, 100%. That validation they crave, even if it's negative attention, they need it.
They feed off of it. And one commenter on that YouTube video shared this story about how after she went no contact, her ex started sending her all these old travel photos, like trips they had talked about taking together.
Peter, stop it right now. So manipulative.
Right. Like, look what you're missing. Textbook.
Speaking of textbooks, that podcast episode you sent had all these different techniques like gray rocking and yellow rocking.
Ah, yes. Classic strategy.
I'd heard of gray rocking, you know, being emotionally unresponsive, but yellow rocking was new to me.
Yeah, gray rocking can be effective. But the podcast host brought up this really interesting point. Sometimes it can backfire.
Oh, how so?
Think about it. If someone's that desperate for any kind of reaction from you, even just like bland indifference.
Yeah.
That can become the thing they fixate on.
So it's like they up the ante, try even harder to get a rise out of you.
Unfortunately, yeah.
And that's where the yellow rocking comes in.
It's like gray rocking, but you add a little warmth, you know.
Gray rocking 2.0.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Especially important if there are kids involved.
Yeah.
You know, constantly being this gray rock around your kids.
Yeah.
That's tough for them to process.
Trying to convince them the earth is flat.
Basically.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it probably just creates more stress, which is the opposite of what you want, especially with co-parenting.
Totally.
And speaking of stress, can we talk about the emotional pressure cooker that going no contact can be?
Oh, for sure.
that podcast episode went there, digging into all the guilt trips and messed up manipulation tactics.
Yeah, the arsenal of a narcissist.
Yeah.
The arsenal of a narcissist. The classics, like, if you really loved me.
Ugh, the word.
It's incredible how good they are at twisting things around, playing the victim so you feel bad for protecting yourself.
There's this one comment on the YouTube video that I still think about. Someone quoted their narcissistic ex saying, "If you loved me, you'd be happy. I have friends who care about me."
Oh, wow.
It's mind-blowing.
Classic projection, making you responsible for their emotional well-being.
Right. It's like, what?
It's important to remember, no matter what they try to tell you, you are not responsible for their happiness.
It's like they're trying to keep you tethered to them, even when you're trying to create all this healthy distance. And then there's social media. Don't even get me started. It's like social media was made for this stuff, you know?
Oh, absolutely. The perfect playground for a narcissist to keep those hooks in you, even from a distance.
It's wild. And both sources, the YouTube video and the podcast, talked about this. Like, all those cryptic posts they make, totally calculated to make you wonder what they're up to.
Oh, yeah, making you feel like you're missing out.
Exactly. And those carefully curated images of them living their best life, right? It's like, come on.
And often, they're doing things they know you specifically would enjoy.
Ugh, yes. The YouTube video even had people commenting about that. Like, their exes suddenly taking up hobbies they themselves had talked about trying.
So transparent.
Yeah.
But it works. They're looking for that reaction, you know? That little flicker of jealousy or regret. That's what they feed on.
Ugh, it's insidious. So how do you combat that? Besides the obvious block button, is there a way to shift your mindset to, like, not even let it get to you?
100%. One thing that really resonated with me from the podcast was this idea. What if you started seeing those posts as nothing more than a carefully constructed facade?
Okay, I like that.
Because behind those filtered photos and witty captions is still the same insecure, emotionally stunted person you decided to walk away from. Remember that?
It's like, don't compare your behind the scenes to their highlight reel, right?
Exactly. They're playing a character.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy a ticket to that show anymore.
It's so true. And that goes for those let's be friends requests, too. Like, both the video and the podcast were basically like, yeah, good luck with that, right?
Right, because with a narcissist, that almost never comes from a genuine place.
There was this heartbreaking comment on the YouTube video. Someone actually fell for it, ended up being friends with their ex, and the ex used that friendship to try and sabotage their new relationship.
Classic. It's a power play.
Yeah.
Pure and simple.
Ugh, it's chilling.
They want to prove they can still control you, still have influence over you.
So even if you've managed to extract yourself from the relationship, it's like they're still pulling strings from the shadows.
In a way, yes. And sometimes it's not even them directly, you know?
Oh, right. The YouTube video talked about those flying monk guys.
Ah, yes, the flying monkeys. Those people the narcissist uses to get information about you, spread rumors, all sorts of fun stuff.
And the worst part is, there are often well-meaning people who have been completely snowed by the narcissist.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
They think they're being helpful, trying to fix things.
Totally falling into the trap.
And giving the narcissist exactly what they want.
I remember this one comment, I think it was on the podcast this time. Someone was saying their own mother was the narcissist and she'd use other family members to guilt trip them into coming back.
Oh, wow. Talk about a rock in a hard place.
Seriously, like, you're already dealing with the emotional fallout of going no contact, and then you've got family members, intentionally or not, just piling on the guilt. It's like, come on.
You're right. That's rough. And it highlights how important it is to be really careful about who you confide in during this process. Choose your support system wisely.
Yes. 1,000 times. Yes. Surround yourself with people who actually validate your experience, not the narcissist's version of reality.
100%. Because you need that safe space to process everything you're going through.
It's true. And if those people happen to be outside of your family, well, so be it. You get to choose your own family.
Absolutely. People who get it, who support you, even if they haven't been through this exact type of emotional manipulation.
Exactly. People who understand the courage it takes to step away from that kind of toxicity. Because let's be real, that's not always the message you're getting from society, right? Especially when it comes to family.
It's true. There's this pressure to keep those bonds strong no matter what.
Like, family is everything, blood is thicker than water, all that jazz.
Right. But what about our own well-being?
Exactly. Those societal expectations can be so heavy, even when you know deep down that you're making the best choice for yourself. And God forbid you actually try to step outside of that box to choose your own mental health over a dysfunctional relationship.
Then the judgment comes out.
Big time. Suddenly, you're the problem.
You're selfish, you're cruel, you're unreasonable for setting boundaries.
It's like gaslighting on a societal scale, you know? And that can be so isolating, especially when you're already reeling from the emotional toll of narcissistic abuse.
It's true. It's a lot to process on your own.
Seriously, it's like I'm already exhausted from fighting my way out of this web of manipulation, and now I have to defend my decision to people who claim to love me. It's just...
It's a lot. But in those moments, remember... Your well-being matters. Your peace of mind matters. You have every right to prioritize your own healing, even if it ruffles some feathers or challenges those deeply ingrained societal expectations.
Easier said than done, but so important to remember.
For sure.
So for anyone listening who's facing that pressure, wrestling with the guilt, the what will people think of it all, what would you say to them?
First and foremost, you are not alone. This is a really common experience.
Yeah.
Especially for those who've gone no contact with a narcissistic parent. The pressure to forgive, to forget,
yeah.
to put their feelings above your own, it's intense. But you have a right to set boundaries, even with family. You have a right to protect your mental health, even if it means disappointing others.
And it's even more complicated when there are kids involved,
oh,
right?
Absolutely. A whole other level.
One of our sources, I think it was the podcast, talked about how tricky it can be when you're co-parenting with a narcissist and trying to make no contact work.
Yeah, it's probably one of the toughest situations to navigate because you're trying to protect yourself, create that healthy space for your kids, but you're also dealing with like the legal system.
Right, and the constant potential for manipulation from the narcissist.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We actually had a listener, Sarah, write in about this very thing.
Oh, really?
She's struggling with whether or not to limit her kids' time with their dad, who she says is a narcissist. She knows his behavior is harming them, but it's their dad.
Right. You want your kids to have a relationship with both parents.
Of course.
But not if it comes at the expense of their well-being.
Exactly. So how do you even begin to figure that out? I mean, is there a right answer?
Honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer, unfortunately. Every family dynamic is so unique.
That's true.
But one thing that both your sources really emphasized is the importance of setting clear, consistent boundaries with the narcissist.
And documenting everything. That podcast host mentioned using parenting apps like Our Family Wizard to keep track of communication, custody arrangements, all of it.
Super smart. It's like having this neutral third party there to say, nope, this is what was decided.
Exactly, because narcissists are so good at twisting the truth.
Oh, masters of it.
So having that documentation can be really empowering for you and for your kids.
Absolutely. It shows them, without you even having to say it, that you're taking steps to protect them, that their well-being is your top priority. And that sometimes, you know, love means setting those firm boundaries. Even when it's hard.
Even and maybe especially when it's hard.
Exactly.
And sometimes those tough decisions, those boundaries, they need to happen with your own parents, which is a whole other.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It's heartbreaking. We had a listener, Kelly, write in about this.
Oh, wow.
She and her sisters are thinking about going no contact with their mom, but the guilt is really getting to them.
Yeah, that's understandable. Parents are. Well, they're supposed to be our rocks, right?
Yeah, so.
So to even consider no contact with a parent, that's huge.
Absolutely. And Kelly was saying what really gets to her is this thought of her mom, you know, dying alone if they cut her off.
The fear of regret. It's a powerful thing. What if?
And there's so much societal pressure to, like, forgive your parents no matter what.
Right. That whole, their family, you only get one.
Exactly. But like we were saying before, what about our well-being?
Right. It's not selfish to protect yourself, even from your own family. And something to remember is that no contact doesn't have to be a permanent decision.
That's a good point. One of the sources described it as soul bed rest, not necessarily a complete severing of all ties.
Exactly. It's about giving yourself the space and time you need to heal, to figure out what you want in a relationship with this person going forward. If anything,
it's about giving yourself permission to prioritize your own well-being without guilt. And sometimes, honestly, that distance, that soul bed rest, is what allows healing to even happen.
100%. For you and potentially even for the relationship, down the line.
It's about recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't show up as your best self in any relationship if you're depleted.
So true.
And if that means stepping away from a toxic dynamic, even if it's with a parent, well, you're allowed to do that. It's not about punishing them. It's about protecting yourself.
Beautifully said. Choosing yourself, your well-being, even when it's hard, even when it challenges what you've always been taught. That's a radical act of self-love.
It really is. So for Kelly and anyone else listening who might be struggling with this, with a narcissistic parent or anyone else, please hear this. You are not obligated to sacrifice your own mental health for the sake of a relationship, no matter how deep the ties that bind you.
You deserve to live a life free from manipulation, from that constant emotional tug of war. And sometimes that means making the difficult but incredibly powerful choice to walk away. At least for now.
And that choice, that act of self-preservation, it's not selfish, it's not weak, it's actually incredibly strong.
So strong.
It's about you reclaiming your power, your voice, your right to create a life that feels authentic and fulfilling and healthy.
Life that honors you.
Yes. And as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of no contact with a narcissist, I think that's the message we want to leave you with. You're not alone. There are therapists, support groups, entire communities of people who get it, who have been there. So don't be afraid to reach out if you need to.
Please don't. It's okay to ask for help. You deserve support.
And remember, no matter what you decide to do, whether it's no contact, low contact, figuring out some other way to navigate this, the most important thing is that you are choosing yourself. You're healing. Your well-being. That's what matters most.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time, keep asking those tough questions, keep seeking support, and keep choosing you.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or 2026 HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes Civic Si and Type R.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.